The Swiftness of God's Provision by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Joel 2:26. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Can I have more fish? My daughters both looked at me with plates extended. Second, third, and fourth helpings of dinner that night had me thinking somebody had swapped my children. Are you even taking time to chew this? I asked as barrels of laughter answered me back. Today's verse is a reminder of how God has provided for us in our lives. In the good times and in the problems solved and health restored, we're quick to inhale and ask for more. But in the not so good times, in the hard places of life that are not so easy to chew and almost impossible to swallow, we rarely even finish the first helping. To digest the nutrition God gives us properly, we must consider the following four parts of our verse today. First, you will have plenty to eat. If we're still standing on this earth, God is assuredly providing a way for us to be here another day. And if he's provided another day, he'll get us through it. Second, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God. Good entrees in life call for a side or two of praise. Third, who has worked wonders for you? By recognizing the miracles God has woven into our everyday lives, we acknowledge the fact that he'll do it again. The Israelites had to be reminded constantly of the way God brought them out of Egypt and provided for them. If they were prone to forget the massive miracles that God bestowed upon them, then we are surely prone to forget what he's done in our lives. So we must choose to remember. And fourth, never again will my people be shamed. When Christ died on the cross, the guilt and shame and wrath we deserve for our sin was wiped out. In one last breath, he sealed those that believe in him for good. Though our lives remain imperfect, grace forgives us over and over as we grow in holiness all the way to heaven. When we get a good word from God, let's vow to write it on our hearts, to turn back and look at the way those words have already marked our lives, and take them forward with us as the sharp sword they are, to cut through the calamity and follow Christ. Let's pray. Father, praise you for remembrance. Thank you that we can search our memories and see the tracks and traces of your love marked on our lives. Forgive us for falling short and turning back, for delaying and doubting, and strengthen our hearts to believe in you more and more each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcasts.